I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jason Duda in with us at the West Wichita Basement Studio. We're all together once again. We've even got the dog Misty down with us.
So it
feels like old home week. How are we doing, guys?
I'm tired. I just want to go to sleep.
Well, that's not adding any energy at all to the show.
I figured I should. I was just going to call and say, there's no point in me coming in, but I'm...
Really?
Well,
I was thinking of doing that also.
I knew I had the big chair, so if I fell asleep, no big deal.
You want to switch?
Nope, not today.
Oh, next time. I'm sitting in that chair.
You're that tired, huh?
Sorry.
Long week. Well... Listen.
No sleep. Long week.
I'm also very tired, so
why
good
no
luck.
Sleep? What happened? Are we allowed to ask? I never know
That's
what we're allowed to ask anymore.
Long day Tuesday.
Long day Tuesday. But we're not allowed to ask.
Avery had a tennis tournament, so that didn't even get finished till 9:30.
Oh my goodness.
Out in Valley Center. Then we came back, so by the time I got to bed.
Well, you got two active kids. And
last night I went to the ball game.
Which ball game did you go to?
The Wind Surge.
Really? That was last night?
That's what he just said.
I'm
pretty sure that's what
Why'd you go to that?
Oh, a couple guys from work decided we were going to go to a ball game, so we picked this date and we went to the game.
He texted me, so hoping I was out there too. Yeah, we could hang out.
Yeah, I was going to see if I could hang out with Jeff, and he's like, no. I knew you were coming tonight, so it's the one night I'm not going to be there. It's like,
well, that's too bad.
I appreciate the honesty.
That's too bad. But anyway, welcome. Yeah. Welcome to the show today. We got picks coming up in hour number two. For the first time in the history of picks, Jason Duda finished with a negative number last week.
Yeah.
It's not even close to Thanksgiving. He's just getting warmed up.
Yeah.
I mean,
I got like 6 weeks to warm up.
Holy cow. You were the only one to pick Michigan in our bonus game for 1-10 points.
What were you
points.
Thinking there? Can I, you take us through that thought process?
He was texting me, and I was can't remember what I was doing, and I just picked a 5 and threw Michigan there. I honestly was – it was just –
But surely you could have thought for 5 seconds, Texas is good, Michigan is not. I'll pick Texas.
No.
You just had no thought.
Zero thought process.
Just you saw Michigan, said they won it.
Michigan, Texas, at home.
Going to go with them.
I'll just go with them.
Well, it cost you dearly.
Well, no big deal.
For the first time ever, I won a week going 2-6. So
you guys did really good as well.
Well, I technically went 3-6, but 2-6 in our main picks. And I got the bonus game right, as did everyone else, except for you.
Oh, well.
Bizarre.
Well, if you're not in this to compete.
That usually doesn't happen.
If you're not in this to compete, then why are you in it?
You went 2-6.
Yeah, but I'm trying to compete.
You went 2-6.
Everybody went 2-6.
Everybody went 2-6.
Except Big Fella, who went 3-5. It wasn't a great week.
I thought I went 3-5.
You didn't.
You went 1-7.
You went 2-6. You got Dallas and Detroit. And, of course, you got the bonus game with Texas. But we'll be making our latest picks coming up at 3:25 today. I'm excited about our guest at 2:25, Walker Jenkins from the Wichita Wind Surge will join us. He's the number one prospect in the Minnesota Twins farm system. One of the top 10 prospects in all of baseball, and he's here in Wichita playing for the Wind Surge. Did you know that when he approached the plate last night?
I did not.
Did he do anything that you remember?
I'd be lying to you if I said I watched the whole game.
Well, we know what you were watching.
We had a good chat, and we're having some beverages.
Don't you talk to these people enough at work? What do you chat about with people you work with lifting heavy boxes? And
yeah, but you can't really chat at work. There's no time. So, yeah, we sat upstairs.
You can't chat while you're lifting boxes and say, hey, how's your family? What do you think
I'd love for you to come for a day and just show me exactly how we should do things. That would be awesome.
All he did was ask.
Yeah, just ask.
And I told him, I said, okay, nah, there's no time.
So it's just wall to wall.
Wall to wall.
Lift, lift, lift.
Go, go, go.
Well, how much longer can you do this?
Not long.
You're a frail individual.
It's breaking down.
There's we'll no see. I mean, that can't be helping your already difficult circumstances.
No.
Years of hockey and now this. I don't know what you're doing.
Oh, well, my body's got more issues than a newsstand, Bob.
I don't know.
No, I know. It does.
I wish you the best. Well, thanks, I really do.
Thank you. That's kind.
So tonight we've got a very interesting NFL game that we'll be picking, Buffalo and Miami. I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to get the Cardinals out of the way this afternoon, so that won't interfere with my evening viewing.
That's fantastic. That's good for you. I'm happy.
I'm looking forward to it.
You got baseball this afternoon. You got a soccer game at 4:45, and you should be able to get home right before start of the football game.
That's the plan, right?
You know, that soccer game has probably fallen into the abyss to some degree.
Wow.
Isn't that surprising to you, Jeff?
No, that's the first time that's ever happened,
yeah,
right?
Usually, in like 7 years.
He usually follows through on things.
We are getting ready to renovate our kitchen on Monday.
He didn't know this when he said it last week that he
would come. I didn't know it was going to be this Monday. I didn't know that, but I do know it now. And we got a ton of things to get done, and we're going to need a little help. And I'm not asking you, but I am asking my son.
Will you help him?
At some point to help us get that stuff out of our kitchen and down here for temporarily while we spend our entire life savings on our kitchen.
It's awesome. I can't wait to see it.
Man, don't you want to go somewhere, do something?
See, this is what bothers me.
It just doesn't make sense.
This is what bothers Jeff.
What?
Oh, well, you're speaking. Why don't you go somewhere?
Oh, seriously.
Why don't you do something?
Do you know how many places I've been and how many things I've done?
Go away. Get away.
Have I not ever been away?
No, you have not.
I have not.
I don't think you've ever took a vacation. No.
Well, are you out of your mind?
You go to places to work. Where do you go?
My wife and I went to Pittsburgh and Gettysburg. We went to Louisville.
Like 5 years
ago. That other place that time. I don't know why.
Stop it.
What am I supposed to stop?
I mean, you got 5-10 years left in this house, probably. And instead of living out, I'm not saying you'll die then. I'm just saying you'll probably.
Listen to this guy.
And you're living out, we got to remodel that kitchen.
We do.
For what?
Because it needs it. It's antiquated. It's out of step.
Let
the
next person deal with that.
But then we're not going to be able to sell the house as easily. Do you understand
it,
Duda?
Who cares?
Well, you should, because they'll get more money out of the house than what they're paying for. The kitchen. So I think it's a good idea. And
you do not.
I do.
Of course he does.
Is it a good idea at 70?
Yeah.
It is. Okay.
It's probably a better idea at 70.
Yeah.
If I'm doing stuff like that,
it'll
at 70.
It'll be more accessible. Is it going to be open up there now?
Yes. We're taking the wall out.
100% then. I'm on board with this 100%.
You are.
It's going to look modern. It's going to look sleek.
What if
you know what I'm saying?
Awesome.
What if you had a chance at a new kitchen, or you could go anywhere you want on vacation for 3 weeks?
I'll take the new kitchen because
no,
I'm
you would not.
Why'd you ask him?
Because he's lying. I didn't know he was going to lie.
In a heartbeat, I'd take the new kitchen.
Why?
Well, one, personally, I cook, so I would love to have a new kitchen, the way I kind of want it. And two, I'm going to use it every day for the rest of my life, not 3 weeks.
We need cabinetry.
3 weeks.
We need to expand the cabinets. It's been here since, I think that kitchen has, nothing's been done to it outside of, we did do a new floor, and we put in some lights, But I don't think anything's been done to the kitchen since this house was built in the 70s.
All right.
Man, you got to update things, whether you want to or not. I don't understand why you don't understand.
I don't know. We just have different views on life, I guess, and that's all good. That's all fine. It's all wonderful.
Our home gives us really great joy and satisfaction.
Okay, but you don't spend a lot of time in the kitchen.
Well, we spend some.
You don't cook.
I cook some. Not a lot, but some. And, you know, we need a new kitchen. I don't know why this upsets you.
Again, I'm not upset.
And I may get another TV or two while I'm at it.
Get all the TVs.
I may just go hog wild.
Do it.
I like it. You're like,
I don't get it.
You're really on the other side of this, aren't you?
I just don't get it.
I don't understand. I guess it's not for me to get.
It's all good.
I don't understand why you don't get it. I mean,
because they don't use the kitchen.
Perfect sense to me to redo the upstairs.
All right.
Absolutely.
Now I could see it if we cook a lot. We have people over for dinner. We do.
We have people over.
But that's not a.
And it's a part of improving your home. I don't understand this. I just don't get it.
Exactly. I don't get it either.
Why'd you go get a new sectional?
For comfort.
Right.
Because we use that.
Did you hear him?
I did.
To be more comfortable in my house.
Well, don't you think it'd be easier on them with an open floor plan up there?
No, I don't.
Oh, my.
You just said it would be much more difficult, in fact.
You just said you're probably not going to use it in 5 to 10 years. Well, they got to go around corners. It's a tight little area. Now it's going to be wide open. Be easier. I know where you were going with the 5 to 10 years thing.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, why were you going there?
You were planning on being in this house when you're 80?
I don't know. I don't know. I can't predict the future.
All right.
Why are you getting upset about this?
I'm not upset. I don't get it.
Listen to that, dude.
Yeah, I don't understand this one. I mean, if you can, I'd redo it.
Live and let live would be the...
Live, then. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to get my kitchen.
Yeah. Did you
guys...
That's
not living.
Why'd you guys build a new home when you had a perfectly good home?
That's a good question.
My wife wanted to live out on our family's property.
Repeat those first three words.
My wife wanted to live out on our family's property.
I said just the first three words.
I don't know what they were, but I'll say...
They were my wife wanted.
Yeah.
Your house was fine.
I loved my house. I wouldn't have chosen to move.
So why'd you do it?
That's
my wife wanted.
That's completely different.
Is it?
Well, to Jeff's point, a little bit, yes. But still the kitchen thing... I agree with Bob.
All right.
Redo it. Put it open.
Hey, we thought about it.
It'll put equity in your house. You'll get more out of it by doing the kitchen.
We thought about this long and hard. Trust me.
As long as I'm the one selling it, you do whatever you want with it.
And we ultimately made a tough decision. We're going to do this. It's time to happen. We're not doing it for status or anything like that. We're doing it because this house needs it.
All right.
Where we spend the bulk of our time.
In the kitchen.
Dude, take him out. Do you have some of those friends you work with?
They would. Oh, yeah.
Do you even have to pay them?
And I wouldn't even have to.
You wouldn't even know.
Wow, that.
You wouldn't even know.
Really?
Yeah.
Well.
Is that a go-ahead?
I do not know. I'd
be
injured.
You just give me the go-ahead?
Let me think about it, but I won't take as long as I did with the new kitchen. Okay. I'll guarantee you that.
Good.
Then you have a guy in mind?
Oh, yeah. Speed dial 7.
That should just strike fear through Jeff.
Oh, yeah. What'd he say?
He's got a guy on speed dial 7.
How do you have 7 guys on speed dial?
You got a lot of
9 numbers.
Am I on one of those?
Oh, yeah.
Do you use?
Really?
No.
Do you use speed dial?
Well, that hurts.
Well, you asked. I'm not going to lie to you.
Is Jeff?
Jeff's on it.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Speed dial 0.
Well, no, don't try to get it by good graces.
I never use that. Never use it, so.
But at least I'm on there.
Unbelievable.
It's crazy, but it's true.
We're not going to get to Walker Jenkins till about 2:30. They got something to do with batting practice or team things. You'd think that by now they would understand that this has to come first.
You would think.
And that's the guy you agree with over there.
Huh?
Nothing.
Do you not know I'm kidding?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you sure are.
Why? This happens almost every time dude is here.
What?
You get weird.
How am I being weird?
You get weird. You want to attack me, and you really hope Jason will
No, I attack you every day. It's all good.
But you really hope he'll join in.
If he does, he does. If he doesn't, he doesn't.
And then when he doesn't,
I won't lose a wink of sleep over.
And then when he doesn't, when he takes my side, you sulk.
I didn't sulk. I said, hey, that's wonderful. That's fine. Duda is his own man with his own.
And by the way, League 42 office today, I've had a TV up there for a year, and I finally hooked it into YouTube TV, and the world is the world is my oyster.
I'm glad
I can just do anything I want. Man.
That's just fantastic news.
Now I got to figure out how to get this TV on YouTube TV, and the one in the family room.
You'll figure it out.
All I have for this TV is a DirecTV remote control. I don't think I have another remote control.
That could be a problem.
That will be a problem.
Can I go to Best Buy and get one?
I don't know. They got to have a universal one somehow, but you're asking the wrong guy.
Somebody will answer me. I get so much help from people. Somebody will take care of it for me.
I'm sure they will.
Although I got on YouTube pretty much. I had a little assistance, but I figured it out on my TV at the office pretty much on my own.
Well, there you go. Then you should be able to figure it out.
Jacqueline had some
pretty good input. There we go. Here it comes.
Truth always comes out.
Yeah. I'm telling the truth.
Absolutely.
Giving credit where credit's due.
Jacqueline's very helpful.
She is very helpful. So anyway, we made that work.
Happy to hear it.
You got anything on your mind?
No.
You haven't been on the show in a while? Anything?
It's empty. Upstairs is empty.
Jackson's JV team at Mays is 2-0. Allowed a goal yet. Am I right?
Yeah, I think so.
They won 1-0 and 4-0 is what you told me.
I believe that's correct.
So
you're not missing any, are you?
Well, we missed the game on Tuesday because Avery was playing.
But they won 4-0.
4-0.
Okay. And then Avery's tennis team, how are they doing?
It was a bit of a struggle in Valley Center.
Tournament or? Tournament.
Yeah, there were 8 teams there. Garden City. Oh, I don't remember. Eisenhower. I don't know. There's a few other ones.
Your wife, has she ever indicated that maybe you should do a brain scan?
Yes. Yes. I thought about that today. It's funny you said that.
Well.
Because I'm forgetting a lot of things. Like the last month. I don't know how many times I've turned around when I've left the house to make sure I put the garage door down. This morning,
I hate that feeling.
Isn't it awful?
That is a terrible.
Like 10 seconds after you've left, it's like, did I do that?
Yeah, and it's like.
Well, you just drive. If it's 10 seconds.
But it's still like you can't remember something you did 10 seconds ago?
Exactly.
No, because it's almost a reflex behavior.
I get it.
It doesn't even register that I did that. I have gotten into the habit of watching the garage door go down before I pull out of the driveway. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Now, I didn't used to do that, and I had the same thing you guys are going through. But now I just hold on a minute. Takes a second or two. When the garage door is all the way down, and I take off.
Well, sometimes at 3:30 in the morning, I'm not thinking that straight.
Have you ever left work to go back and check it?
I've got a couple miles away and been like, I'm going back.
Yeah. I think I left work one time.
And I don't think
a long time ago.
I don't think I've ever went back and it's been up.
I know, right?
Ever.
No, me neither.
It drives me nuts. But today, I'm having a shower and I'm like, did I already wash my hair? Like, that's how bad things are getting. And I think I did, but I wasn't sure. So I just did it again.
Wow.
Is that bad?
Well, I don't have words.
You get a double wash.
I went to the store the other day,
so.
And I needed 3 items, and I could only remember one.
Oof. I'm forgetting a lot of stuff too, but my forgetting is what I want to do next. Like, I'll think of something while I'm doing something else that I want to do, and then I start to do that thing 5 seconds later, and I've completely forgotten what it was.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. Are all these things what we have to look forward to, Bob?
You know, I'm trying to think if I sure
you can't even remember if he does.
Can't remember if
he forget things, but it does. I don't think it's chronic, or I don't feel like I'm worried about it.
I don't know.
I
think I'm worried about it. I don't like drive the wrong places. I have missed an exit or two in my day, you know.
Well, you get distracted. That's not a...
Been off in my own head. The other day, I stopped at a four-way stop thinking it was a red light and people were going around. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to go.
Oh, that shouldn't be happening at your age.
You got to deal with that.
That's upsetting.
Yeah, you don't want to be a hindrance.
No, you absolutely don't.
On the road, there's enough of those.
Well, I wasn't really a hindrance.
I wasn't putting anybody
in danger.
If I'm parked behind some clown who's not aware that it's a four-way stop, that's not only not aware
that it was a four-way stop, that it was a stop at all. I thought it was a red light. There were no lights.
What was I waiting for to turn then?
I wonder.
I don't know. I can't explain it for you.
Mine's not that bad.
Can't explain it for
you. Lucky you.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
What are you so busy with?
Someone texted me
back on
a
the
question.
Show. Here's
Dude
what you
is
say.
Not even here.
Here's
I didn't know
you,
we were on the show.
Here's what you do when people text you during the show. You ignore them.
I answer them immediately because they're my friends.
Really?
Yeah.
Even during the show?
Oh, especially during the show.
Why?
Because then they know that I care that much about them that I'll
well, first
step
of all,
away
if you're,
from the show.
If you're a friend of Jeff, those three or four of you.
Text me.
And if you text him during the show, cut it out.
Nah, keep doing it. It's one of my favorite things.
Interesting. I'm keeping an eye on baseball more closely here in the final couple of weeks of the regular season. A little more than 2 weeks. Detroit, which is breathing down the neck in the American League wildcard race, down in the top of the ninth to the Colorado Rockies.
Not a Derek game you want to lose.
Started that game. It's 3-2 at home in Detroit. So that's interesting. They're only three games out, and they are hard charging.
Well, not if you lose to Colorado at home with Tarek Skubal pitching. Although I do believe they have Detroit coming up, if not next, then very, very soon.
Detroit has Detroit
coming
up?
Sorry, the White Sox.
Well, I'll tell you, it can be hard to decipher some of this stuff.
Hey, we just talked about us having some issues.
What'd you say?
Pardon me?
I mean, if I can't communicate with my fellow co-hosts on the show...
So anyway, Detroit
plays... What are we going to do?
The White Sox. I don't know if I mentioned that. And that's...
Play Detroit.
That's another chance for them to get some wins.
Yeah.
Guardians got some wins at a much-needed time.
Yeah, good for them. Who do you have now?
Tampa.
That'll be a difficult series.
At home.
Only because Tampa's just difficult. Even though they're having a so-so season, they're just one of those teams that's it's uncomfortable to play them because they usually have pretty good pitching. And a team like Cleveland that struggles offensively could have some difficulty in that series.
It could happen. Your boy Lane Thomas has been better as of late.
Well, he couldn't have been worse.
He was so bad, I dropped him.
And now he's been good. Yeah. Don't pick him back up. You got any other guards?
No.
Good. Drop them all. We need some success.
I did pick up Jimenez because Altuve got hurt.
I'd drop him.
And I just said that your friends shouldn't text you during the show. How do I be polite about this? my lovely wife. Boy, it's going to be hard to say this. Debbie, don't text me during the show, please.
Wow.
Did I just... Wow.
Wow.
I can't believe I just said that.
Wow.
Jim Rome reads his wife's text on the air.
I can't believe I just said that.
Wow.
Read it.
Wow.
When is Jeff helping move stuff out of the kitchen, is her text.
That's a good question.
And it won't take long at all. There's not that much to move.
I'll come after the game on Sunday.
After the game on Sunday?
Yeah.
Or
after the
before
final?
Before the game on Saturday?
No, that's not even a realistic possibility.
Why?
Because that's my catch up on rest day. Now, Sunday after the game, I'll come over and do the stuff, and then I'll go home.
Well, I hope she heard that.
I hope she did, too. Alex Cobb was placed on the disabled list.
No one cares.
Well, I just want everybody to know, because I don't have...
Alex Cobb is injury prone. It was a...
It's a blister.
You know what I used to do back in the day when I pitched?
This should be great.
And I had a
blister.
Throw
70 and not have blisters?
Hey, coach, I got a blister. Could you sit me out for a while? I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah, because you gripped the ball to throw a just so stupid.
I mean, you see what I'm saying.
You have to have some force to get a blister. So that eliminated you immediately from blisters.
I threw balls with force.
No, you just threw it. You didn't, no.
I threw a hell of a curveball. And I had to, I had to spin that thing.
Yeah, well, they don't
just
spin it.
And I had a blister. And one thing I didn't do in the heat.
You didn't have a blister.
In the heat of the race for the Arc Valley League Championship.
Whew.
Is go to the coach and say, Coach Blackwell. I don't think I'm going to be able to go today.
Hey, little Bob,
got a little blister.
You're pitching terribly. Can we just pretend you're hurt and take you out?
Why would he say that? He gets personal with me. I'm not personal with him.
Yeah, that's personal.
I'm talking about Alex Cobb.
Yeah, that's personal to me.
Alex Cobb is someone you want to stand up for.
Absolutely.
Aren't you disappointed that he's going to miss time with a
blister?
I'm
disappointed, but I'm not disappointed in him. Stuff happens. He's a big league pitcher. It's hard. He's 35 years old. He's done a lot. He's pitched a lot of innings. He's got a lot of miles on that arm and on those hands.
So then why would you even pick him up?
Because he's had a track record of success. And he's
had a track record.
A guy you could
I got a
take a chance
That's
on.
His track record. He's 35. How many innings has he pitched in the big league?
Oh, 22,000?
I bet he's not at 200.
Oh, shut up.
I mean, how many innings has Alex Cobb pitched in the big leagues, and how many times has he gone on the disabled list?
He hasn't been on the disabled list that many times.
I'm just waiting for it.
You don't want to know how many innings he's pitched?
Yeah.
I'll tell you. In his big league career, he's pitched 1,300 innings. 1,327.
And he's 35.
And two-thirds.
And that's about 100 innings a year.
And he's pitched 13 seasons.
That's... Back in the day, a guy that pitched 100 innings a year was called a long reliever.
True.
Okay.
I mean, and those guys didn't develop blisters. And they pitched about every day.
Right, because they threw 73.
What's Alex Cobb throw?
95?
I don't know, maybe. I can't fact check that.
It looks like you could fall asleep over there.
Very well could. I absolutely at any time.
Are we not keeping you awake?
You guys are the only thing keeping me awake.
We're trying.
You're doing good.
Are we getting a walk?
Yeah, we'll get him at 2:45. Here's what I do.
I thought we had another guest at 2:45.
We don't. We have picks at 3:25.
That's it?
We're waiting on Walker Jenkins from the Wichita Wind Surge, who is involved in preparing for a game today.
Come on, Walker.
They play Tulsa tonight at Riverfront Stadium. 7:05 first pitch. This is the After tonight, only three wind surge games remain.
Yeah, that's right.
Believe it or not.
I'm going to say something to Jason that's going to interest him. Tonight is Texas Roadhouse night in the press box.
Really?
Ooh. Yes.
That's a pretty good I may have to go up for that, and I don't have a credential.
You can't get up there. That'd be funny as soon as you get there.
I wonder
there,
if Grubbsy, Tim Grubbs, would give me one for tonight only.
Just and then you're going to go by yourself and leave your wife hanging here by
yourself?
Yeah,
she'll figure it out.
All right.
We got a new kitchen coming.
That's true.
Sometimes they bring mashed potatoes, which are unbelievable. Sometimes they bring the baked potatoes. Sometimes they bring green beans. Sometimes they don't. But it's usually rolls. We always get the rolls, and we always get like barbecue chicken or something. It's pretty good.
Yeah, good for you. It's a good life you lead. No
sure
question
is.
About it. We order Texas Roadhouse, but we always go pick it up. And they package it very well, so it's very easy to get home and have dinner. It's better than going in. For me, I don't like all the hoopla.
Right. You don't want everyone coming over.
I don't like
over
the hoopla.
Coming
like
over to your table dinner. And bothering you.
Well, that's not exactly what I meant.
It kind of sounded like it. Pretty much
I meant
all the way.
The dancing and the, you know, all the people and the peanut shells. And I prefer picking up the meal and bringing it home.
Nothing wrong with that.
I like eating out. I'm an eat out guy for sure.
Well, I like eating out too. I just don't like a lot of noise.
Fine.
And I'm not against Texas Roadhouse by any stretch.
And there's usually a pretty decent wait to get into Texas Roadhouse.
And it's not like you go to eat out there a lot. I've never heard of you going
there
to eat out.
No, because we really can't because of the allergy situation, which I don't know after 9 years. Do you know my wife has a weed allergy?
No.
I didn't think so.
Well, that's a little bit like Alex Cobb having a blister.
Exactly.
Back in the day, we didn't, you know.
I knew that. I knew she had the allergy.
Well, good. I mean, that's great that you knew it, but, you know, I'd continue to eat what I wanted.
Bob's like, let's go to Wheat Incorporated for lunch tomorrow. And then, hey, I got to remind him. Can't.
What about Wheat Street Pizza? Would she go there with us?
I don't know. Maybe.
They probably got it gluten-free.
Probably. There are a lot of places that have gluten-free stuff now.
Ziggy's does.
Yeah. I don't really understand places who struggle to... see, now I'm struggling with words. Cater to people with food allergies. That doesn't make sense.
Well, they're still adapting. Still trying to figure it all out.
All right, but we've been doing this for a while, folks.
There's a bottom line, though, too. They got to look at that, you know. So sometimes you just can't do it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can't accommodate everyone.
No, it's impossible to make everyone happy. It's impossible.
That's a very good way to put it.
Accommodate. That's the word I was looking for, not cater to. Good job.
Accommodate. I think I have certainly a wider active vocabulary than you do.
I don't know about all that.
Your vocabulary has shrunk because you can't think of a word ever.
Well, you make light of this, but I'm pretty concerned.
You'll figure it out. Just keep moving on, and it'll all come together.
Yeah, your brain will work soon enough. Don't worry about it.
Yours too, I'm sure.
And you've got a soccer game to catch at 4:45
today. Do? I'm going to go right from here to home to soccer.
To home?
I don't know
how you're going to
stop at home.
Well, it's on the way.
Yeah, but what are you going to go in and get a bottle of water? I mean,
he's going to make sure his garage door's up.
Oh, yeah.
Why would you not go directly from here to the game?
Too early. Too hot.
Take a little nap in your car.
Why don't I go home and take a little nap on the couch for 10 minutes?
Well, that won't work.
What?
You could take a nap in your car for 30.
I guarantee I could go home and have a nap for 10 minutes and then go to the game.
God, I'd be so upset.
Why?
Because I'd want to sleep longer. I'd be so angry that I had to get up after 10
minutes. I could not
do.
My minimum nap time is 45 minutes.
I don't want anything more than 40 minutes. Then I feel groggy.
I don't, but if I go an hour more, I do. But I could not do.
Well, the 10-minute power nap is the way to go.
No way.
What power do you get from that?
We are joined on the IHOP hotline by Walker Jenkins. young man who is rated by MLB Pipeline as the number two prospect in Major League Baseball. He is finishing out his first season in minor league baseball with the Wichita Wind Surge, of course, the AA Farm Club of the Minnesota Twins. Walker, welcome to our show. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you all for having me.
Yeah, you bet. So you've had quite a year. You've been at both stops along the Class A ride with the Twins, and now they're giving you a chance to play for a week in Wichita at the AA level. How much did that mean to you?
It's awesome. It's just another level that I've gotten to experience this year. Hopefully continue to challenge myself and go out and become a better ball player and go compete with a bunch of guys I really enjoy playing ball with.
So when you go from high school to professional baseball and Class A and then High A, but especially your first taste, do you have to go into that humble, like, I've got a lot to learn here and let's see if I belong? Or do you have to go in knowing kind of that already you do belong and you have to approach it more confidently?
I think it's definitely a healthy mix, sir. You know, I'm not coming into pro ball straight out of high school being like, you know, I'm the best thing since white bread. You know what I mean? I tried to come in being like, I'm going to learn as much as I can, but also knowing that I can go and compete. So it's definitely been a healthy mix of it. And, you know, you've definitely had your moments where you're playing really well and then the moments where you're not playing so well. So it's humbling and have some confidence boosters in there as well.
Walker, give us a little rundown of growing up. Did you play different sports? Was baseball always your sport in high school? Did you focus on baseball? Did you play anything else? And then give us exactly how you ended up, your journey to finally get here to Wichita.
Baseball was definitely always my sport. Even from a young age, I loved it. I loved it way more than any other sport. But I played a ton of stuff growing up. You know, I played everything that I could, you know, as a younger kid, you know, elementary, and then even just getting into middle school, travel ball wasn't as prominent yet. And I still played some of the local travel ball tournaments and stuff. But, you know, I played soccer, basketball, football. I swam. You know, I was an active kid. I enjoyed just being outside and going and competing no matter what it was. As for my process of just kind of getting to where I'm at now, you know, I got drafted last year, which was just a blessing. Getting to come out and play baseball every day is what I've wanted to do since, you know, as young as I can remember. And, you know, just kind of working through just the system. Coming out last year, you know, you start in rookie ball. You know, you go and compete there, get to meet a lot of the coaching staff with the Twins, a lot of the other players. You know, finish in high or low A last year and had a pretty good start to just my career. You go into your first off season, so I'm off for 4 months after that. Then you come back to spring training, and I got to meet really everybody. That was awesome, whether it was coaches, players, a lot of the people that I haven't been introduced to before. And then, you know, started off with some injury stuff, came back from that, was able to perform and go compete at low A, same thing in high A, and then I was fortunate enough to get sent to Wichita for my last week.
Walker Jenkins is our guest. 19 years old. You don't sound 19, but I don't know. I guess I can't quantify that. Going to be playing for the Wichita Wind Surge the rest of this series against Tulsa before the 2024 campaign wraps up. The Minnesota Twins, number one pick in the 2023 draft, number five overall. I misspoke. You did play a little bit in the minor leagues last year. This is your first full season in the minor leagues. I want to ask you, first of all, your stops at Fort Myers, Cedar Rapids. But when you got here to Wichita and you took your first look at Riverfront Stadium, what did you think?
Oh, it's gorgeous. It is a extremely, extremely nice stadium. You know, and I don't think there's, from what I played in growing up, you know, I've been fortunate enough to play in a lot of nice ballparks, but every stop along the way, just with any Twins affiliate, man, it's just been extremely nice ball clubs.
Yeah, so I do some official scoring, and we were up in the press box on your first night on Tuesday, just talking about how, you know, you carry yourself like a big leaguer. We're talking to you now for the first time. You sound, you know, mature for your age. You played center field. It looked like a big leaguer. You had that walk, which was kind of a big league at bat. So how do you hone those gifts that you're given throughout your childhood and your career now? And when did you kind of notice that you had them?
You know, I think it's just kind of a lot of hard work, a lot of God-given blessings at the same time, and just finding that balance between the two. You know, when it comes to honing stuff, I think working hard, knowing what you're good at, finding what you're good at and continue to work on it, and then develop the things you struggle with a little bit. It's what I try to do. I try to get better at each and every asset of just my game, whether it's hitting, you know, an outfield, whatever it may be. You know, and that's just what I try to do each and every day when I'm in the cage and I'm in the game. And then, excuse me, what was the other question you asked, sir?
When did you kind of notice that you were that advanced and that maybe your future did include professional baseball?
You know, like I said earlier, from a really, really young age, I would go and I would tell my parents, I would tell my teachers, you know, different classmates, you know, growing up in elementary school, people, you, kind of what job you want to have. You know, you do these different things with kind of what you want to do when you grow up. And I'm like, I've always said I wanted to be a professional baseball player. And, you know, from an extremely young age, I competed and was one of the better ball players in the local area. But when I was, I'd say, 13 years old, I really started to kind of play just outside of the state, outside of kind of just the local areas that I've been used to. And I'm like, you know, I can go and compete against anybody. I can go and compete anywhere. I think I have a chance to really live out and kind of fulfill this dream that I've wanted for so long.
Walker, what's the communication like with the Twins? Obviously, you being their top prospect going into this year, was this something where they said, look, we want to keep moving you up throughout the year? Or was it more of just, you know what, you're going to just go and play and we'll see what happens? How does that work out with the communication side from the Twins?
I definitely think it's just more of a go and play, you know, because they don't want to tell me at the beginning of the year, like, you're gonna be in Wichita, and then I go and, you know, bat 100 in low A with 100 strikeouts. You know what I mean? That's just, it wouldn't be reasonable to move me up. So I think it's kind of we'll see how he does, and based off performance and how he's handling things mentally and a lot of different things, we'll move him. So that's not something, like, there's not a ton of communication when it comes to moving guys around, and rightfully so. I don't think, you know, they should be telling me in spring training where I'm going to be, whether it limits my expectations or maximizes them. You know, I think they have very good reasons for kind of withholding that until very soon before.
Talking here with Walker Jenkins from the Wichita Wind Surge, the Minnesota Twins' top prospect, number two rated prospect in all of Major League Baseball. So you were part of that 2023 draft. First five were Paul Skeens, Dylan Cruz, Max Clark, Wyatt Langford, and then you. I think we already look at that as one of the most amazing drafts ever. But being number five in that group is pretty awesome. Have you ever competed against any of those folks?
Yeah, I mean, me and Max have played against each other numerous times, just here in the minor leagues once, and then in high school several times. The college guys, I haven't played against any yet, but I take that back. I did face Paul Skeens last year. He struck me out, so.
You owe him.
But yep, I do. He, you know, he's pretty good. I would say as good as advertised. But you know, those guys are all extremely good ball players, and it's humbling to be in that top five and the same kind of draft as they were.
So yeah, you know, you're 19. I have an 18-year-old. smart, driven, you know, but also does things.
He's not
things,
trying to, whatever, go ahead.
Does things that kids do and plays video games and stuff like that. So what do you like to do away from the field? What are your, you know, I'm still a 19-year-old kid kind of moments?
Man, I really enjoy to hunt and fish. You know, I actually went fishing with a buddy this morning. Got up, had a little bit of time to kill, and we just found a little spot to go fish for a little while. I enjoyed hunting in the off season. You know, I enjoy just hanging out with my friends, whether it's playing other sports, just kicking it back sometimes at someone's house and watching a movie or just, you know, hanging out. You know, I really enjoy just quality time. And, you know, I've gotten into pickleball recently. Really enjoy pickleball. It's one thing me and my friends have done a decent amount, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, there you go. Walker, we are so happy that you took some time to join us today. Again, four more games for the Wichita Wind Surge. You can get out and watch this young man play and compete. Who knows where he'll be next year. Heck, the way you're going, you may open the season with the Twins. We'll see. That's down the road. But thank you for your time today.
Anytime. Thank you all.
All right. Walker Jenkins. Impressive kid out of Southport, North Carolina.
He can play.
19.
I thought Jeff was...
What was Jeff like at 19?
Well, he was fun. But I thought he was trying to set his daughter up with Walker there.
No, just providing some context.
Well, I mean, I know how you work. You like money.
What are you talking about?
Why don't you just play along occasionally?
Because that's dumb.
Was it dumb?
I'll go with Jeff on this one.
Okay. I'll take it, but it was a little bit funny.
Oh, for sure. As long as you felt it was funny, that's all that matters.
I felt it was okay.
And that's all that matters.
Exactly.
I'm happy that you thought it was funny. How about that?
Let me just say, if love struck, I wouldn't be opposed to that.
I doubt their paths will ever cross, but you never know.
You never know. Never, you never know.
Never can tell,
boys.
You
may need a suit for the ESPYs someday, and Aaron may be working for the company that provides those.
You just never know.
You
just don't know.
Nobody knows.
Plausible.
Nobody.
We'll take what?
Plausible. That's a big word.
Well, I got them all, Jeff. Jeff used to.
At one point.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.